This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the future of jobs in journalism.
But first, we continue our series this week on Africa. We go now to Eastern Congo, home to several national parks, parts of which are now controlled by rebels. Conservationists there fear poaching will surge as displaced people search for food and charcoal and militias hunt for ivory. Sabri Benashour reports from the northeastern Congolese city of Kisangani.
Kisangani's main market is a warren of streets that wither into tiny passageways filled with throngs of people buying and selling everything from shiny blue Chinese motorcycles to bright red palm nuts. Deep within the maze is a butcher's section. But this one is a black market for wild game known as bushmeat. It smells like roadkill, and underneath stalls and tucked around corners are jaws, backbones, and legs of various animals, blackened by the smoke used to preserve them. Fatuma Marceline, president of a women vendors association, describes what's on offer.
Mboloko, makako, sokomuntu.
Antelopes, monkeys, chimpanzees, rats, also bat. It tastes good, like chicken.
Bushmeat is the traditional source of protein for many in Congo's forested areas. For women like Fatuma, it's a way to make a living. But the animals are disappearing from the forests.
The hunters, they don't find the animals like they used to. They have to go further and further to find them.
Conservationists and park officials are finding the same thing. Honoré Malingani is provincial director of the Congolese Institute for Nature Conservation in this province that's larger than California.
In all the protected areas, we've seen a sharp drop in animals, even endemic ones, like gorillas, okapis. The forest rhino is almost extinct here. The biggest drop has been among the monkeys, all kinds of monkeys, antelopes as well.
In much of Congo, the basis for the bushmeat trade is simple. A poor and growing population that's accustomed to wild meat or depends on it to earn a living. But in the east, violent conflict has added layers of additional pressures. Samantha Newport is spokeswoman for Virunga National Park, which has seen poaching of elephants jump and large sections transformed into a war zone for over a year.
Virunga National Park faces many threats. It has the war, there is destruction of habitat as the surrounding populations are forced into the park to make charcoal that they use to cook and boil water. And then we also have the poaching.
Rangers regained access to the occupied areas of the park only recently. Prior to that, they'd been unable to protect hundreds of square miles of forest from stressed local populations and several militias that called the park home.
The militia groups, they hide in the park, they train in the park, they camp out in the park, and they also eat in the park, which could mean the poaching of elephants, the poaching of hippos, the poaching of buffalo, the poaching of antelope.
The armed groups, there are over 20 of them vying for control of Congo's eastern lands, have had another indirect effect by displacing civilians who flee further into the forests or live in camps where there's little meat available, and so they turn to bushmeat. After so many years of violence, says Newport,
it's nothing short of a miracle that there are still animals in Virunga.
A few hundred miles north, at the vast Okapi Nature Reserve, I drive for an hour and a half through a forest of giant palms and colossal umbrella trees before seeing a single animal and its captive. It's an okapi, albeit a quiet one. Imagine a zebra crossed with a cow and add a dash of giraffe to the face. It's so secretive in the wild, it was once believed to be an African unicorn, and rangers don't know by exactly how much its population has fallen. The reserve named for this animal has been spared from the most recent fighting, and in the calm, Reserve Director Jean-Joseph Mapilanga has received grants to increase patrols. Over 400 pounds of bushmeat were seized in one operation alone last month. He's also trying out strategies to reduce demand for bushmeat by the 50,000 people living in and around Okapi.
We are experimenting with farming sabilis, a large rodent that people hunt, as well as trying to get people to raise chickens and grow protein-rich beans.
Mapilanga believes firmly that when the forest isn't being used to wage war, these strategies and enforcement can quell the demand for bushmeat.
We are doing these things now on a small scale. What we lack are the means.
But in a country as poor as Congo, means and the peace needed to sustain them are very rare species themselves. For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benashour.